Former NIH Director Francis Collins peddles false USAID figures in Trump-bashing interview with Colbert. By Warner Todd Houston on July 17, 2025. Dr. Francis Collins, who was one of Dr. Anthony Fauci's many COVID conspiracist cohorts, joined Stephen Colbert Wednesday and insisted that America needs more censorship to end dangerous freedom of speech and to reverse the trust deficit in the wake of the coronavirus debacle. Pushing his new book, The Road to Wisdom, the man who advised Fauci to censor those who said COVID began with a lab in Wuhan, China, and pushed the six-foot rule despite knowing all along that it had no basis in science, insisted that there aren't enough penalties for those who don't tell the truth. Appearing on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Wednesday, the host asked the former director of the National Institutes of Health what America needs to do to get back to where we once were. "I think that people are just worn out with all the controversy, all the outrage Olympics that seems to be flying back and forth all the time. The animosity, the grievances, it's just like I'm gonna have to check out," he insisted. "But that's the group. It's about two-thirds of the country that has the best chance of bringing us back to where we want to be. And our nation has lots of problems. We worry about things like our national debt. What you might call a fiscal deficit, but, Stephen, we have other deficits that politics aren't going to solve. Maybe they're making it worse," he continued. "There's a truth deficit. We are in a place now where there seems to be no real penalty for saying something that's demonstrably false. It's just okay. No, it's not," he lamented. "We have a trust deficit where because people don't know if they can be sure somebody telling the truth. Why should I trust that person? So we stop trusting each other most of the time, and that's dangerous also for our future. And we certainly have a civility deficit." Collins said one more deficit that worried him most. "But you know what I'm worried about most? The compassion deficit, Stephen. What happened to us? How can it become normalized not to be concerned about our fellow human beings even if they're not living in our house? Maybe they're down the street suffering. Or maybe in another part of the globe suffering." Predictions are that since the plug was pulled on USAID, 90,000 children have died unnecessarily. That's the prediction from the people who follow this closely. And yet, where's the outrage? Why are people looking the other way? Where's our compassion? We gotta get that back, and I think that's up to us. If we want to flourish as a society, that's what we need to do, he self-righteously declared. Collins pushed out a major falsehood in that segment. His claim that 90,000 children have died as a result of the ending of USAID has been proven to be a lie. The numbers being thrown around by advocates who want to maintain USAID spending are projections, not a numbering of any actual deaths recorded. And as Secretary of State Marco Rubio recently noted, the U.S. government is not a charity. Still, many of those deficits Collins railed at can be laid at his own feet. According to emails he wrote to Anthony Fauci, he was urging Fauci to engage in the censorship of American free speech during the COVID mania in 2020. He was an advocate of taking away freedom of speech, one of the biggest reasons people stopped trusting Fauci and his cohorts in the first place. In newly released emails from last April, Drs. Fauci and Collins discuss how to put down this very destructive conspiracy, in this case airing on at Fox News, that COVID likely originated from the Wuhan Institute of Virology with help from NIH funding. pic.twitter.com/JTX428AHPX. Tom Elliott, at Tom's Elliott, January 11, 2022. He also admitted in his testimony to Congress in 2024 that there was absolutely no science behind that six-foot social distancing nonsense that he and Fauci pushed on the country during the COVID debacle. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.